Okay. I was trying to think of some of the other places in town, but oh, I don't know.
Did you do stuff for Halloween when you were a kid? Was that a holiday?
Not a great deal, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Seemed like that didn't really. I don't remember that too much till our son got to that age.
Okay.
And he's 52 now, so.
Right. Has there been a? Do people come to the doors here?
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Have you seen a big difference in sort of Halloween costumes over the years? They've been talking about that recently on the radio.
Oh. A lot of people just make the ghosts or the witches or the elves or the whatever's popular that year.
Ever see a costume in which somebody is like in red with a tail?
A devil's costume?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that something you've seen over the years?
Once in a while, not too often.
Okay. Do you think, do you know many people who are superstitious around here?
I think some are.
Yeah.
Won't go under a ladder and they won't, a black cat crosses their path like you think they're having a stroke.
Do you think that miners tended to be superstitious?
Very, very superstitious.
So there was so much luck involved in that, prospecting anyway.
Well, I know when I was teaching at Climax, and that was in the, I didn't go up there till 41, they still wouldn't let women underground.
Wow.
The miners would walk out if you went.
So that was a superstition?
Mm-hmm. Very, definitely.
Wow.
But then that kind of got over that during the war because they had to have women work in the mines, you know?
Right.
Part of it, so.
So you had to get over that superstition.
They had to get rid of it.
I did read, I think, earlier today somewhere that Baby Doe.
Yeah.
She went to the mines a little bit.
I think probably she went in that one of hers.
Oh, okay.
But.
Maybe there weren't other people in there too much.
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you know, do you have a term that you might use when to say that you're really tired?
Well, pooped out.
You ever heard bushed?
Bushed, yeah.
Sort of rings a bell to me. How about when you're really disgusted?
Really disgusted?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are things to sort of emphasize how.
Gosh, I hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. Let me try another. How about really angry?
Mad as a hatter.
Okay. And really frightened.
Are you frightened?
Yeah. Something really startled you. What might you say?
I don't know. I really.
Okay.
I don't stop to think, I guess.
Maybe scared.
Yeah, scared, but then I was trying to think what in the world. I don't think I'd say anything.
Okay. How about when someone leaves in a hurry? If you notice somebody leave maybe a restaurant or something in a hurry, you could say he what?
Walked out.
Okay. Here's a term that you probably at least hear, if not say, around the 25th of December.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah. What was it? What would be something you'd say to somebody around that time?
Merry Christmas. Okay. Happy New Year.
Okay. Is there a term that people use for a native of Colorado?
Coloradoan.
Okay. What about other western states? What about California?
Well, a lot of people wish the Californians to stay home, but I can't.
Maybe a Californian? Would that work too? What about Texas?
Texas?
Yeah.
Texans?
Okay. And what about some of the other states just west of here? Do you have words for them?
Nevada, let's see. California, Utah, Nevada.
Well, what would you call somebody from Utah?